Love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So sounds not. Oh, there we go. Hello, hello. My name's Amelia Oliver. I'm so excited to be hosting this week's edition of Post Adolescence Glow. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio here at Medford Tufts University. I guess we're at Tufts University in Medford. But I'm so excited to be introducing Alex Sky today and her group of 8 musicians. Today we've got keys, bass, electric, trombone, sax, drums, and some killer vocals. And I'm really excited. If you guys could go around and introduce yourselves, that'd be great.
Hi, thank you so much for having us. We are so excited to be here. My name is Alex Sky. To my left, I have Jai Guo. And then we have on keys, and then Max Globicar on guitar, Colin Curcio on drums, Brent J. Schwartz on bass, Justin Kwok on trumpet, Gary Buffalo Hickam on sax, and Sir Duke on trombone. We are so excited to play a great set for you guys today. Woo-hoo. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being here. We're really excited to have you. Before I ask you more questions, I might just have you get right onto your first song.
Sounds great. We're excited.
Yay, me too. All right, get onto it. Thank you.
all the control. So much pressure to keep on. It's clear that we just don't know.
Awesome. What a way to turn Everybody Rules the World into your own beast. I love that.
Yeah, it's a Lettuce cover that we're doing. Really cool band. Yeah, nice. Lettuce did an arrangement of it, and Brent brought it to us, and we did a cover here.
Nice. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Lettuce. Is that like a local band in the Boston area?
They're a big jam band. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's probably why I don't know about
them. They came out of Berkeley long time ago, but yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So I loved the way that that first song kind of showcased all of the different artistry that's happening within this big group here. Like, I loved the moments when the horns came through and you hear these little bass lines. The keys were awesome. I loved how that kind of like balanced out the whole composition of the sound, right? So I'm curious, what's your guys' story? How'd y'all meet? And also, I need to know where everyone's from, because I feel like you guys are from a bunch of cool places too.
Yeah, definitely.
If you know, you can pass the mic around or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I am from California.
Where in California?
I'm from Southern California. I'm from Ojai, California, very small town in California.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll let everyone go around and say where they're from really quickly, how we all met. Max is one of my best friends here. We decided we wanted to start a band. We met at the beginning of last semester, and him and I have wrote all of the arrangements for this. So
awesome.
All of the charts and everything you're seeing, with the help of the lovely band who work with us, because we're not exactly arrangers, have helped us to do this. So the horn lines on Two Step by Alex Isley, Max actually wrote. So those aren't originally on the song. He actually put those on there. So that was really cool.
I love that.
And then everyone else, we're all friends. We all go to Berkeley and we all kind of gather together, and I'm so grateful for them, and I will let them. That's true. We met in orientation, Brent and I did.
Wow.
But yeah, so I'll let them go around real quick and say where they're from.
Right. Hi, everyone. My name is Jai. I'm the keyboardist, and I'm from Hong Kong. Yeah.
Hello, everybody. My name is Max. I'm the guitar player, and I am from London, England.
What's going on? It's Brent J. Schwartz. I play bass. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hello. My name is Sergey Duke, and I am from Birmingham, Alabama, on trombone.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Gary. I'm from Salem, Oregon.
Hi, I'm Justin. I'm from Seoul, South Korea. I'm on trumpet.
Wow.
We got to get the mic to Colin. Hold on.
I'm like, wait, we're missing drums. That's the last one.
Hey, I'm Colin. I'm from Columbia, South Carolina. I play drums.
Awesome. Wow. It's so incredible to see so many artists from so many different places come together and make music. I love to see it. I always want to know where everyone's from, because right? People are from such interesting places. I've especially found that with Berkeley too. Yeah. Just like a big international student community.
Yeah, very diverse community.
Definitely. So when you guys all play together, like, what's that dynamic like?
It's honestly, at Berkeley, it's so hard to find rehearsal time for everyone. Everyone is so busy. Our schedules are crazy, and we try to do the best we can. This week we actually have two shows. We have a show tonight at the Warehouse where we're playing with three other bands, so that's gonna be a big show.
Awesome.
If anyone's around, come out to the Warehouse at Somerville.
Oh wow.
7 cool. p.m come party.
Nice. Right by Tufts.
But yeah, so we all usually meet as much as we can before the show starts, and then when the shows aren't going, we kind of don't really meet as much.
Yeah, because it's hard to coordinate.
It's hard. Absolutely. So we're a gig-based rehearsal band, but as more shows start coming up, we're hoping to meet more and more.
I love that phrase, gig-based rehearsal band. I feel like a lot of bands are like that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, I'm definitely looking forward more to just hearing about what that collaboration has looked like, and also the single that you're planning to release. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's very exciting. Definitely takes a village, too.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. We're playing today's set, you will hear a little bit of a more R&B jazzy version of it. I don't even know what you want to call it, but we're going to do a cover of Medicine, but it'll be different from what's actually being released.
Nice. Yeah, this group does seem very jazzy. I love the way we were integrating like different jazz chords and stuff into that first song.
Yeah, really we got a few jazz enthusiasts in here.
No, it's what I like to hear. It's very important. Okay, cool. Well, let's hear some more music.
Okay. Breathe. So this next song actually is another one I wrote. So this is an original song. There's nothing up and coming that it's coming out anytime soon, but this song is called Breathe.
I stand
eyes won't wear me out. It's 3 a.m. and I'm barely breathing now. Oh, 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 over the sound. Oh, 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 oh. Can I breathe clearly now? Smoking cures how I think today, and that's not tough. I just don't know how to be okay, 'cause if one more man I have to polish breaks my heart and leaves me tarnished, I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm bored, but I'm getting out.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I loved that bass line section. It was really fun.
It was Brent.
Yeah, it's cool how you guys are able to take one piece in so many different directions, just with the dynamics of how many different artists you have in your space. But I'm curious. Well, okay. I want to know about what your inspiration was, but I want to know kind of like maybe what your story is, Alex. When did you start singing? What inspired you to sing?
My last name's Alvarez. My family is originally, half of my family is from Mexico and the other half of my family, like my mom's side, is European. Clearly I'm not I'm very white, but a lot of my inspiration came from a lot of traditional Hispanic music, and I was playing that music when I was younger with my grandfather and my father, and those were two of my largest inspirations. And I began performing when I was in eighth grade, and I started writing music around then too.
Awesome.
And I've been writing and singing ever since. That song particularly I actually just wrote a couple weeks ago, and then Max helped me bring it to fruition. But yeah, influences. I also really like jazz. Nat King Cole is my favorite artist. Nora Jones, Carole King, huge. Joni Mitchell, yeah. Some of the great songwriters of our time.
Joni Mitchell is back on Spotify.
I am so excited. You have no idea.
Ooh, the next band, Citric, is playing Carole King today.
What?
They're playing, well, I'm actually going to let it be a surprise.
Oh, yeah, please. Well, we'll have to tune in to find out.
I know. I got to keep listening. But I can really see how all of those different artists kind of like occupy their own space and the way you guys write and perform too. And I'm always so curious kind of like what those inspirations right. are, you know, because it's different for everybody. And I do feel like some of the more interesting, more authentic sounding music I hear does come from kind of a jazz roots influence.
So absolutely.
I love to see you guys doing that today. Trying to think. I'm going to not talk anymore, actually. I'm going to have you guys play another song and then we'll do a little interview.
That sounds great.
Yay.
Donny Hathaway? Let's do it. Oh, really quickly, actually, Donny Hathaway was my audition song to Berklee. So the next song we are doing is Someday We'll All Be Free by Donny Hathaway.
Wow, awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love just like the warm tones in your voice, especially, I don't know, just the way that you guys were able to share that space with each other was really cool. Okay, so I want to ask you kind of about your new single. Tell us about, I want to know like what the song's about and like what inspired you to write the song, if that's something you feel comfortable talking about.
Absolutely, I love to share. So my newest single is coming out on April 12th. It was produced with Julian Villegas, a producer at Berkeley. It is called Medicine. The hook of the song, as you will hear, is to take a taste of your own medicine. It's kind of the story that everyone says. Went through a bad breakup, had a bad ex-boyfriend who we don't like. Boo. Band says boo. And you know what? I got a good song out of it, so I'm gonna call it a win for me.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so Medicine is about that relationship and taking a taste of your own for once. There's a lot of hidden messages in there. There's some voicemails. There's some little fun things you'll hear if you listen that'll come up each time. So it's a roller coaster.
That's awesome. And so the process of writing that song, would you say that was an emotionally cathartic process for you?
Absolutely. This song has been in the works for a long time, like over a year now. And yeah, through writing it was quite helpful to, it was a good release. It helped me realize some things too. I was like, hey, that actually does not check out. That's funny. And that is we got a song out of it, so yeah, it was definitely cathartic.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. Might as well reclaim those
absolutely
moments. So that process, where did you start? Lyrics?
Yeah, I play guitar as well as piano, so awesome. It's mainly just me and my guitar in my room with my dad and my cat. So that is usually what happens, but yeah, I start with lyrics. A lot of my writing comes from like poetry and journaling. And that has been, what I've mainly used to start with the process.
Awesome. Yeah, because I think that it's really interesting to just think about the process. Like, there are certain artists that start with the music, other artists start with the lyrics. Like, I've certainly found in my, like, own humble attempts at songwriting that starting with the lyrics can be really challenging because you're like, how do I, like, engineer something that really fits what I'm trying to say here, you know?
Yeah, you gotta, it's a give-and-take process with songwriting, too. Like, if something isn't working, it's probably not supposed to be in the song.
Right.
Like, you have to be willing to let some stuff go, just as in life. But, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess my next question is, like, sometimes artists say that the best things take time. Would you say that, like, having had marinated with the song for a year was an essential aspect of your writing it? Or do you feel like sometimes just takes the right day and the right circumstances and you can unearth a cool song, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. I think what's tricky for me is I found there were so many things that I was just really nitpicking on. I was trying to be such a perfectionist with it that I was like, I'm never going to get this thing out. So I needed to be more graceful with myself. And honestly, the song taught me that too. Like in the relationship, I needed to have more like peace for myself. And same with songwriting. I needed to be more gentle with myself and realize that what I'm doing is good. And it doesn't always have to be like perfect. Because what does that even mean?
Right. Yeah, you're making me think. I cannot remember the name of the show for the life of me, but my housemates were watching this show this week, and one of the episodes was about, it's about cooking, but it was about this monk in China, and she cooks all of these really cool meals based on, like, fermented soy sauce they've had for, like, centuries. I feel like I'm doing a horrible job at actually explaining the true depth of this story, but one thing really struck me that she said was kind of like humility and forgetting yourself are such an important part of the creative process and trying to like, this is music is about me, but how do I set my own self aside and all of this and just be gentle with myself, you know?
Absolutely.
I find that I've seen a lot of artists talk about just like these moments of kind of reckoning with themselves and what their standards are as part of the music writing process. So I love to hear you speak about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to hear now about what you guys have coming up. What are you excited about?
What are we excited? We're excited about so many things. Well, first off, we have a show tonight.
Right.
Today, this week has been crazy. We double, triple booked ourselves. So we are heading out after this and going straight to soundcheck for another show. So yeah, we're playing at the Warehouse XI in Somerville, Massachusetts. Today, doors are at 6:30, $10 in advance tickets, $15 at the door. So if you're still trying to get those tickets, do it now.
Really should.
Yeah, really should. but yeah, so we're excited about that. We're excited about the Warehouse show. We potentially are playing at a venue in the next couple of weeks, Underhill Overhill. And on top of that, once I start getting my music together, I would love to have my band start being a part of that. So that's something that I'm excited for, but definitely need to work on my end to get that ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. So I guess my last question is, being someone who's writing independently and having these moments with yourself and your guitar, how do you find you prepare yourself to present your own thoughts and ideas to a big collaborative group like this?
I would say it's hard, but all of the people that I work with and the people in this room are so spectacular.
Yeah.
They are all so kind, and they put in the most effort that I could ever ask. And working, especially with Max Globacar, I'm going to call him out here, but like that's been something that has just really changed my perspective on everything as an artist. Without Max, I don't know what I'd be doing this semester and last semester. So really, really grateful for him and all of his time. And I'm excited to see what we create together, too.
I love to hear that. And like I said before, it really does take a village. So I'm glad to hear that you feel so comfortable in that space as well. I think that's really important, I guess, just for the integrity of one's artistry and songwriting, too. Well, everybody, you should go ahead and give Alex a follow on Instagram. Do you guys have, like, a band Instagram, or are you kind of still working on that, maybe?
I'm the band Instagram.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, Alex Sky. It does have three E's, because someone else took that name, so Alex Sky with three E's.
Well, you're the real Alex Sky.
That's what I'm
most
saying.
Important one. Please give alex.skyeee a follow on Instagram. Keep in touch with all of the cool events they have coming up. And I always try to say this, artist, but if you do have shows, your new single, please don't hesitate to send us information so we can promote that stuff on
Absolutely
our platform
will.
Too.
Yeah.
So yeah. And also, if you're not following the Post Adolescence Glow Instagram, like,
What are you doing?
Yeah, you're probably not listening to this show if you didn't know about it. But I'm going to say one more time again, this is 91.5 FM, WMFO, Freeform Radio. We're here at Tufts University, and this is Post Adolescence Glow. My name's Amelia, and I'm here with Kim and Constantine today, and Chloe in Studio A. I'm going to go ahead and probably turn things over to y'all to try and just kind of manage your way through the rest of your set. We got 10 minutes left. I know we're a little bit later than I expected. I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
But yeah, just go for it and play whatever you want.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Medicine. I will, but the next song that we are doing, we're gonna do Medicine for y'all. This is another arrangement that Max and I have come up with. The song's gonna sound different than it is going to right now. The record does not have horns on it. Although maybe something's in the works, and we're trying to get horns on a second single.
Ooh.
Okay.
I love horns.
This is Medicine, coming out April 12th.
Go home, living in my cozy catacomb, pillowcase covered in cologne, better off being on my own. Now you're addicted and you're never good at saying goodbye, and I know you've missed it, longing for the next high. Take a taste of your own medicine. Subject of my songs, my heart would beat rhythmically along. I understood you were never coming home. I left in a hopeless withdrawal. And now you're addicted, and you're never good at saying goodbye. And I know you've missed it, longing for the next high. Take a taste of your own medicine.
That was so fun.
Thanks.
I loved that.
Next song we have is a Hiatus Coyote song, Nakamura.
That Kim loves
this
that.
This is my favorite song of all time.
Well, this is for you.
I'm so excited.
Love you, I do. Ooh, oh.
That was so amazing. I was singing along the whole time.
Thank you guys so much for a wonderful set today. It's been wonderful having you. Everybody who's listening, please give Alex Sky a follow on Instagram and keep in touch with what they're doing. It's been such a treat. And thank you guys so much. We're going to go ahead and switch on over to Studio A. Chloe, if you wouldn't mind doing a little PSA for us, that would be awesome. And we'll be back very shortly with an awesome set from Citric. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com, and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To you, it's hard to know for sure, but I believe.